Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Oh, if you could have been a fly on the wall a moment ago. Jason just heard Louis C.K.'s hot take on the Parkland survivors and transgendered folks. We may get to that in the show. I can't guarantee it. We may. We may not. It's been talked about a lot.
Yeah, we have more important things to discuss.
We have a lot of stuff to sit to. I need... Alex Jones is saying some nonsense over the holidays. We'll get to that. We've got to get to... We've got a new Congress in session. We've got a government shutdown to talk about. Got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And we got all that to get to. But before we do that, how was your new year? Kareem, how about you? We'll start with you.
New year, didn't do anything special. My girlfriend went crafting at her friend's house, so I kind of hung out with the dog because I hate to leave her home when people are shooting fireworks or
guns. Yeah.
Because she doesn't do well with that shit. So I kind of did that. One of my friends put on a show at the Soul Collective, and I thought about going to that, but I'm not a fan of the cold. So I can pretty much tell you that if there's bad weather and it's cold outside, there's a strong possibility that I'm not going to show up for your shit.
And Kareem's is one man, baby, it's cold outside. Yeah. And I'd love to go to your shit, baby, it's cold outside. Fuck it.
Yes.
Stay at home.
It's nothing personal. I'll support you in the spring, in the summer.
And in the fall.
And in the fall. But when the shit gets cold... Yeah.
Just January. Just like leave Kareem off your schedule in January. Yes.
Well, you never know. Sometimes January, it's nice weather.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's worth having.
If it's a rainiest month.
If it's a good day, I'll come out for you. But if it's cold, if it's cold, I might come out. If it's raining, I might still come out. But if it's both, yeah, you can pretty much cancel.
And windy.
Yeah. And you pretty much can be like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
I love you, but no, I'm not coming.
I spent too much time outside yesterday.
How about you? How was your New Year's, Jason?
It was good. I had that realization, like, where I don't know if I've just been playing along or whatnot, but it used to be, like, before I got married, before I stopped drinking, that, like, New Year's Eve, like, aside from the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, like, those two nights were, like, my party. Like, that was, like, the night it was gonna happen. That was the night of the year. And I've had a lot of really awesome New Year's. But at the same time, not so good ones. I had that realization of just like how it's not a huge major holiday for me anymore because of just like that. Like, it was a holiday for me that was all about drinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was about.
Yeah, that's mostly what it's about.
So now, like, I'm just like, you know, it's... my wife and I stayed in, we watched a movie, I had a charcuterie plate, and then I played some Red Dead.
Oh, and we did go see Vice on New Year's Day.
Nice.
That was pretty good.
Nice. Ours looked a lot like yours. We stayed home, watched the ball drop at 9 p.m. Pacific, said, yay, Happy New Year, New York. Leslie was asleep about an hour and 10 minutes later. I was awake, and so I was in bed. There was something on TV, and I was playing on my iPad, and I was like, oh, it's New Year. So I got out of bed, walked around to her side of the bed, and I got right down, and I said, Happy New Year, and she went, ah! And like, literally... So startled that she pulled the blanket up, like the sheet up over part of her face.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt so terrible. She did not remember it the next morning.
Of course not.
But that was my New Year's. It's a lot like when I proposed and her first words were, are you kidding me right now? I don't get necessarily the what you would expect response from surprises.
She's like, are you kidding me right now?
A couple more reads of that.
Yeah. Are you kidding me right now?
Closer. First part's good. Change up the second part a little bit.
Okay. Are you kidding me right now?
No. Not quite so much disbelief at the thing. I think the emphasis more on the "Are you kidding me?"
Okay. Are you kidding me right now? Is that better?
You're getting there. So it was like that. But one take. So what I've learned is don't surprise her.
Yeah.
Do not surprise her because it may not go well. Also, one of the things we learned because I went shopping for Christmas with her dad to get Christmas. He's like, what does she want? And I said, okay. So we went to Sur La Table, which is French for overpriced kitchen store. Mm-hmm. And the one thing she really wanted was a measuring cup that adjusts. It's an adjustable measuring cup.
What?
I'll show you after
the
show.
So you only need one?
You only need one. That doesn't explain why I keep finding the measuring cups in the washing machine, even though we've got this fucker. Moving forward. she'd been wanting a bread maker. It wasn't anything she'd asked for, but she said, oh, you know, because I had a bread maker. Every now and then it would come up.
Yep.
So we got a bread maker. And so Christmas is finished, and she finally goes, I'm going to make some bread. And she pulls out the thing. She goes, oh, well, we don't have any dry milk. She's going to put dry milk, powdered milk, in the recipe. She didn't tell me this at the time because I would have gone out to get some. She goes, oh, I just substituted regular milk. So here's a pro tip for you. Substituting regular milk for dry milk does not work when making bread. I mean, it'll still be sort of bread, but it won't be as good.
No, man.
So that was a surprise. Surprise!
Yeah. Ooh, soupy bread.
Oh, no, bread pudding. It actually made it harder.
Did it make it really hard?
It made it longer. It was just, the consistency was really heavy. Like if I dense. Hit you in the head with it, it would not. I could knock out someone in a movie with that loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah,
it's a little blow on the back of the neck, and that would do it.
It's a 10-pound piece of bread,
right? I'm just as. Here's the thing. So my hunt for a job or something to do for money continues. Hopefully, an announcement next week. We'll see. We didn't really, because we had talked about, do we want to do something for New Year's Eve? And I actually brought it up early this year, and we didn't, you know, thank God we didn't go ahead and throw $250 at some goddamn nonsense in a hotel room and all that jazz.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, it's just another day. Yeah. It really is. But here's what I can do without all of you motherfuckers on social media who feel the need to go, what's the big deal? It's just another day. Why are you gotta piss in somebody else's shoes?
Yeah.
Let them fucking enjoy it.
And who knows, next year maybe I'll get invited to a party and I'll be like, yeah, you know what? Like, my wife and I, we're gonna make a night of it and we're gonna have a good time. You know, I mean, you never know. Like, it still could be a fun time.
People celebrate Taco fucking Tuesday.
Every week.
And I know people who celebrate Taco Tuesday. I've seen them celebrate Taco Tuesday. And Taco Tuesday! Who shit on New Year's.
Oh, fuck them.
Exactly.
If you celebrate Taco Tuesday,
right.
You can't complain about New Year's Eve.
No. And by the way, if you don't like it, get off Facebook. Watch the fucking Bird Box. You might like that. Clearly.
You probably will.
You have shitty taste. Hot take. Podcasts are for judging. So, New Year's done. R. Kelly. Kareem, you were posting a bunch of stuff about R. Kelly, and I don't care about R. Kelly, so I ignored it. Then I was cruising TMZ for show stuff this week, and I find R. Kelly has, he's had a Facebook page pulled after posting text messages between him and one of the young females where she repeatedly calls the singer Daddy. Oh, boy. Facebook tells TMZ the page violated community standards and has been removed. The rep continues, we do not tolerate bullying or sharing others' private contact information unless we're doing it.
Yeah.
So R. Kelly vowing to expose his accusers for what he calls blatant lies being spewed on Lifetime docuseries says he's going down the list one by one.
It's a long list.
It really is. Sources close to Kelly.
I mean, we're not talking about just a few.
I'm coming into this a little bit blind. Sources close to him tell TMZ and his camp are in the middle of launching a new website called survivinglies.com, which
is going to backfire all hell. Like, come on, man.
See, this is what happens when you're so big and famous that no one calls you on your bullshit. It's going to attempt to expose all of his accusers as liars, as well as reveal their true motivations behind their allegations.
He knows he's going to be flamed out, right? Like, he knows that, like, as soon as he allows people to open comments on there, that, like, he's going to be flamed out. Like, the server's going to crash, people aren't going to be able to comment on anything. Like, he will be fucked. That's cool, though. Waste your money, though. Man.
Yeah. So, enlighten us, Kareem. What is this docuseries?
So, what I posted about it was this. So, 2002, 2003, somewhere in there, there was the infamous P-tape.
Yes. There are people graduating from high school who were born about the time the P-tape came out.
I did not see the P-tape, but one of my friends saw the P-tape, and she was adamant that it was him.
Mm-hmm.
And she described enough of it to me at that point in time. She was adamant enough about it that I was like, fuck this, dude. I'm kind of done with that. I'm done with this.
Sure.
So, but motherfuckers kept stepping in the name of love. They kept going in the closet. They kept doing, they kept listening to his music, going to his shows, all of this shit.
And by the way, since this docuseries has been airing on Lifetime, the number of people streaming his songs, no pun intended, has gone up.
Yes.
He's gotten a bump off of this.
Yeah. So, during the Me Too, this is the black part of the Me Too movement, is to mute R. Kelly.
Right.
At this point, I don't give a shit one way or the other. Because when the tape came out, like, if you were a victim of his before this tape came out, I hope you sue the bastard, hope he goes to jail, whatever the fuck happens to him. I don't give a shit. And I still don't give a shit whatever happens to him after that. But if you fuck with him after the P-tape came out, I don't. Fuck you. I'm literally at this point.
What if the P tape came out when you were, say, 3 and you didn't hear anything about it because it was real quiet for a long time?
It was not quiet. If you've known about this dude, then and a lot of the people that are associated with, they were kids or young girls. Like I said, he deserves whatever the fuck he gets. Everybody who's associated with him, from the fucking his managers, the people who procured girls for him, the fucking parents who's pretty much pimped their girls out to him, the record executive, anybody who knew anything about this shit and got involved, all of them should go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like I said, and the parents of the children, they should go to fucking jail. Like, all of them.
If you put your child in that sort of jeopardy.
Yes. So, like you're saying that if you were 3 years old when.
Yeah, you're one of the victims now.
You're one of the victims now.
Or a couple of years ago. So when this came out, you were a child. You'd have no way of knowing about this. And then you're 15, 16 years old and somehow you find yourself in a room with R. Kelly.
If your parents had anything to do with you being in the room with R. Kelly,
yeah,
your parents need to go to jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I get, and really my only issue with any of the shit that's been going on is, well, I have two issues. One is they try to make it a black thing. It's not a black thing. It's a human thing. One of the things is we keep, and the thing I keep harping back on is we try to pretend that we're something that we're not. We're fucking animals. We're a step away from animals. We are mammals. That's what we are. But people have been pimping out their children for resources since the beginning of fucking time. That's how empires were built. That's how kingdoms have been built. That's fucking since the beginning of time. So
the
it's not,
dowry system.
The dowry system. That's fuck. In China, they were killing little girls. So it's not a fucking black thing. So that's one thing with that. And then the other part is, you want to throw this on black men. You need to step up and save our girls or stop. Look, as I said before, I never went to a fucking rape class. My father never taught me to rape girls or abuse girls. Never. Some of this shit is peer learned shit that ends up going on, but we don't really want to have that conversation. And one of the questions I have is who molested R. Kelly? Because somebody did.
Clearly.
That's how you fucking end up in that spot. And say this, and I'm going to say this, and I've said this before. How do I protect you from you? Because in a lot of the cases, that's where you end up at. Is you end up trying to stand up for people. You try to protect them from predators and those kind of things. And then the next thing you end up is you're the person that ends up either in jail or in trouble. And then that person ends up back with the person who's abused them or whatever.
Yeah. But when you're 14 or 15 years old, you make stupid decisions that shouldn't haunt you or like be a cause for you for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? If it does happen, like then that needs, like, nobody should be staying silent about that in any way. And I think that that's the thing that some people, like, yeah, what were you?
So, again, how do I protect you from you? That becomes the question.
So that's a parent-daughter, parent-son conversation that happens, right? So there's that side of, like, the kid wanting to go out and do stupid stuff. I saw it when I was a kid. I had a neighbor kid down the street, Beth, who used to sneak out, do anything that was bad, not doing things that she could have been getting caught up with somebody like R. Kelly, all right? That does not, and because that happens, does not make her any less of a victim, man. If she's under 18, under 19, 18, like she's... 15 years old is not a good, is not a, the proper age to be able to make a decision of whether or not a 30-year-old man should be having sexual, that's not a thing that should be happening in the first place. So, like, the fact that if it does happen, like, so we as a society, as people need to protect kids from that because they shouldn't be allowed to be around, like, there shouldn't be people like that out on the street that are doing that. I mean, because that's what, when you're a kid, you're pushing levels. You know, that's what it is. I mean, you're pushing boundaries. You're doing whatever you can to bust out away from things. And if there's somebody there ready to scoop you up and prey on you, that's what they're doing. They're preying on you. So he's a predator.
Right.
Like,
right.
So like, he should be going away.
Nobody's arguing with you about
it. I think the thing is that what some people are saying is, like, there's been an acceptance of him in that part of the culture in his society where nothing, it hasn't been called, like, it hasn't, he's still around.
I think the real thing,
again, like I said before, all of these people benefited off of him. So my other issue is the outrage is the fact that it took a docuseries for you to be outraged.
Look, people don't get outraged till they see it on TV.
There's a fucking pee tape. There's a tape of him pissing on a girl. There's a tape. That's been out for over 20 years.
But here's the thing that happens with something that's been out for 20 years.
There's a tape that's been out for 20 fucking years.
But okay.
That means fucking Jay-Z, Beyonce, anybody who done anything with him.
Oh, yeah, no,
in the last 20 years since the tape came out. They're all fucking culpable.
Oh yeah,
everybody. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody who goes to the concert, everybody who bought the music, all fucking culpable.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I think the important thing we need to do is check in with the founder of FUBU and see what he has to say about it.
My 2-year-old little girl, and I have 2 other little girls, and I was watching the Surviving R. Kelly, all the episodes. And it was just heart-wrenching, and I decided to go onto Twitter and send him a direct message. I don't really know him. We've seen each other in passing. I think I said something like, please don't take the easy way out and take your life right now. Make amends with the families. Make amends with the survivors. Then go to jail, serve your time, and then take your life.
Okay.
Oh, man!
Listen.
Then go kill yourself.
Oh, man! And he was probably R. Kelly was probably wearing his FUBU shit on stage for free. This is
hard to know.
I bet you there's some pictures of him with some fucking FUBU on stage.
It's entirely possible.
Yes.
I just thought that was a good way to cap it off. So, R. Kelly's refuting the liars. You know who else is refuting the liars? Alex Jones. He's got some predictions about what's going to happen with President Trump coming up here, and the only way Alex Jones makes it on YouTube is when watchdog organizations clip his show and share bits of it. So here's some.
I know it's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances, but I don't do it to make my money and be on TV like the Fall Guy, Lee Majors. Liked that show when I was a kid. I do it so my children have the future. Though he should probably come in with a...
Don't bring Lee Majors into your shit.
Yeah, don't bring the fucking Fall Guy into this shit.
But right now, let's go ahead and go to the first call here. Let's go to Wild Man in Illinois. Thanks.
Okay. So, the first call is Wild Man in Illinois. Wild Man is an over-the-road truck driver. I'm guessing Wild Man uses a lot of meth.
Probably.
All right, so let's hear his call.
For holding and about to say Happy New Year. Go ahead.
Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah. Going into 2019, what Trump's got to do to save America, he's got to declassify FISA, expose the corruption, arrest the traitors, and arrest the pedophiles. That's how he saves America.
Hold on. So he's going to arrest Jeffrey Epstein and arrest himself?
Yeah.
Got it.
Opinion, an over-the-road trucker, hardworking, honest man. That's what I believe.
I agree. Victory or death. He's now, looks like he's cleaning house. He's getting rid of all the double agents. And the word is Trump is going to go into battle now. We're talking he's going to strike back against the censorship. He's going to strike back against the pedophile rings. It's already begun. He's going to strike back against the deep state. He's going to strike back against all the criminal activity of Comey and Mueller being Russian operatives. So just get ready.
Just get ready. They're the Russian operatives. Up is down. Down is up.
Yes.
Over-the-road truck driver is right. Or, let's go to the voice of reason here. Let's go to Snoop Dogg and his thoughts on the government shutdown.
I just want to say this real quick, not on the political shit. All you people for the federal government that not getting paid right now, ain't no fucking way in the world y'all can vote for Donald Trump when he come back up again. If y'all do vote for him, y'all some stupid motherfuckers.
Okay, so Snoop, just Meteo Snoop, I love your videos. I really do. If you could do me a solid and either mute the TV or go in the other room because it's distracting as fuck.
Oh, yeah, but then he might forget his point.
Now, he hits back on it pretty good.
Fuckers. I'm saying that to y'all early. All you federal government people that's not being paid, that's being treated fucking unfairly right now, not being paid, that's so terrible, and this punk motherfucker don't care. So I'm saying that to say this. when the shit get back on and y'all get y'all jobs back and it's time to vote, don't vote for that nigga. Please don't. Look what he do. He just don't give a fuck. Y'all, honest, blue-collar, hard-working people and suffering. So if he don't care about y'all, he really don't give a fuck about us. So fuck him, too. And fuck everybody down with Donald Trump. I said it, yeah, Snoop Dogg, nigga. Fuck him. You gonna shut the government down, nigga. You's a piece of shit. Fuck you.
I love that he just gets, he starts to get angrier and angrier. His expression never changes, but his tone and his words do. And I don't know how he is holding his can. It's like he's walking around with a cell phone, and it's like he has a selfie stick that comes out from his belt, and he's looking down at it. It's the weirdest angle. I know he's tall. And I think it might just be because he doesn't want to show anybody else in the room if there are other people in the room.
Yeah.
So you only see his face on the ceiling.
You don't want to see the bong or the
oh,
weed. I guess
it's legal. It's legal now, and he didn't care when it wasn't.
Yeah, you're right. Probably just other people in the room.
By the way, if you've been through a TSA checkpoint, you already know this. At least in any city. I mean, if you go to Vermont, it's different. But if you're in any city and you go through a TSA checkpoint, what is the ethnicity of about 90% of the folks doing the security there?
Black.
And they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
And they can't take sick days.
Yeah.
Or they risk losing their job that they're not getting paid for. Just FYI. By the way, where's fucking Kanye now talking about a president not caring about black people?
He's somewhere.
With his MAGA hat on.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Said him fuck.
Look what he do.
Yeah, fuck all of them.
Look what he do. Just saying. Look what he do, Jason.
Oh, man, Snoop Dogg ain't having it. I wish Snoop Dogg would...
People love you, and you win.
I wish Snoop Dogg would do a diss tape on Kanye West to be like, that's some MAGA shit.
He may have already.
Yeah.
We just haven't heard it. I would not be surprised if he has not gone off in a private setting. I mean, he was mad enough to pull out his phone and record this and post it.
Yeah.
And he's smoking a lot of weed. So I mean, how much anger does he have to work up at this point?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It's easy nowadays.
Sure. Okay, so new Congress. The Democrats control the House, and there was some excitement that went on, and this rubbed people the wrong way.
And when your son looks at you and says, "Mama, look, you won." Bullies don't win. And no. I said, baby, they don't. Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
That's Rashida Tlaib, a Democrat from Michigan who was sworn in last week. Oh my goodness, the conservative snowflakes have melted all over themselves on this one.
Oh my God.
The president himself was tweeting about how can you impeach a president who's doing a great job, and I replied, who is he talking about?
That's what.
Which fictional president is he tweeting about now?
As the government shut down,
right?
and as it in fucking fuck Matt, was it not Matt Taibbi, Matthew Dowd, and fuck CNN for I think it might be political too. Fuck all three of them. For talking about, oh, I can't believe she said that. She needed to apologize to the president. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck off.
Her constituents have...
They were excited.
No, her constituents... If you think that what she said is bad for the Democratic Party, then you have no idea how mad people in the Democratic Party are.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that voted for her, what they probably told her was, you need to go and impeach that motherfucker. Exactly those words.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the guy how I used to come at him like a dog.
Well,
this is the whitest shit ever. Where you, this is some white people shit where you can sit on, you can kill people at the border, kill brown babies at the border. You can have black people killed, by the police and not give a fuck. But then once somebody says something like this, then you can be outraged. This is the whitest shit ever.
Mm.
Suck a dick.
Well, the president said that she dishonored herself when she dropped the F-bomb about him at an event. Jake Tapper challenged the new interim White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, on whether Trump had any room to talk on when it came when it comes to coarseness. The president said her remark, saying that it was time to impeach the MF-er, was, quote, disgraceful. President Trump obviously is not known as a delicate flower with his language. He's sworn publicly quite a bit. That's what Jake Tapper did. And then he played some clips of Trump swearing in public. And he said, does President Trump think he's played any role in coarsening of our national discourse? And Mick Mulvaney said, no, I think. So I think people can be coarse, as this clearly this member of Congress is. By the way, I was very glad to see some of my former Democrat colleagues distance themselves from that type of language. By the way, if you're a Democrat who's distanced yourself from that language, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, again, if you're in the Democratic leadership and you're like, okay, that was someone with a lot of exuberance. We've got a lot of things to do, trying to keep stuff on track. I get that. But if you're somebody who came out and went, no, you can't say bad things like that, fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck right off.
You deserve to lose your seat.
So Sarah Sanders went on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. You know, Fox News, the home team. In fact, there was a Republican member of Congress who co-hosted a show on Fox News last week. And I was like, motherfucker, what?
Oh, before you moved there.
Not a guest. He hosted the show. Yes,
sitting.
So before you, somebody said, I asked the TSA agent if I should take my laptop out of its case, and she said, I don't give a damn. I'm not getting paid.
Right. That's that. There's your security right there. Don't worry about your wall, motherfucker.
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry about your wall, motherfucker. Because what you're going to have is a bunch of black women who don't care.
Yeah,
protecting us. That should scare people more than anything.
Yes.
Anyway, speaking of women that you should be afraid of, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. And he was asking about the shutdown.
There's no question that there has been a big spike in the number of family units coming across the border. The president talks about terrorists potentially coming across the border. And here is Secretary of Homeland Security Nielsen. Take a look.
CBP has stopped over 3,000 what we call special interest aliens trying to come into the country on the southern border. Those are aliens who the intel community has identified are of concern.
But special interest aliens are just people who come from countries that have ever produced a terrorist. They're not terrorists themselves. And the State Department says that there is, quote, their words, no credible evidence of any terrorists coming across the border from Mexico.
We know that roughly nearly 4,000 known or suspected terrorists come into our country illegally. And we know that our most vulnerable point of entry is at our southern border.
Because I know the statistic. I didn't know if you were going to use it, but I studied up on this. Do you know where those 4,000 people come or where they're captured? Airports.
Not always, but certainly a large number.
The State Department says there hasn't been any terrorists that they found coming across the southern border from Mexico.
It's by air, it's by land, and it's by sea. It's all of the above. But one thing that you're forgetting is...
It's one if by land, two if by sea. Fuck you. They're catching them at the airport.
Yeah.
You know who's catching them? The TSA agents who you're not paying.
Yeah.
That's who's catching them.
Hmm.
See how this all went full circle?
Yes.
And by the way, stop putting out posters of your dumb, stupid presidential face with Game of Thrones font talking about a wall is coming. Watch the last season of Game of Thrones. Yeah. The wall...
failed.
Spoiler alert. The wall didn't work out.
Didn't help out too well.
Did not.
Maybe it slowed them down a little bit?
Here's the thing. It was a bunch of really... They were really white because they were ice people.
Yeah, but they were white.
They were white, so it was okay.
And a dragon.
Fucking wall is coming. Motherfucker. Anyway.
It's just so funny when people in his own part, like his own like circle of people are like, I don't know what the fuck that was doing there. It's like,
you're going on. Look, Fox News is now going, hey, you're spouting bullshit. Yeah. No, we don't know. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's this. Maybe little green men are burrowing up through holes. You don't know.
Yeah.
It could be any. Not all of them are coming in through the airports. Not one at the southern border. Not one.
And you know the thing that's like really shitty is there's some things that they could probably do with like a couple $100,000 to implement a new program, a couple $1 million, may I say $100 million, where they could institute a drone program over the border.
My favorite thing is he keeps changing the material that he wants the wall to be built out of, as though that's going to make a difference. Look, Democrats, let's make it out of slatted steel that we make in America. Not a concrete wall now. It's going to be made of slatted steel.
But that's the thing. People have already said that.
No, I know.
The Texas representative who was an ex-CIA agent said that a drone, like drones and... Like
I know. That's what I said. Like, yeah, they've already said that this is the more feasible... Like, it will be way more effective.
Sure. I do appreciate the members of Congress who are on Twitter saying, hey, Donald Trump, it doesn't matter if you make the wall out of recyclable straws. We're not going to cave to your ransom demands. You can't hold the country hostage to your demands to have a wall. Because if we cave on this, what's the next thing you're going to shut down the government over?
Exactly.
You do not negotiate with terrorists.
But it's Democrats. It's the Democrats.
Do not negotiate. Yeah. He sat in the White House on camera and said, I'll own the shutdown. I'll take that. And then turned around and like, no, it wasn't me. It was the Democrats.
All the Democrats.
It's all the Democrats. And there are people that believe it. It's like, Charles Barkley, speaking of voting and voters, he does not like fan voting for the All-Star game. And he explains why.
I don't like another chunk from players.
I don't like the fans
and media. Well, get used to it. It's only been happening your entire life.
That don't make it right. See what happened last time we let them make a big decision?
What happened?
All right. Give a clue. White House.
So you should take that vote away from the fans, too. Okay, oh, great.
Yeah. Ernie Johnson saw it coming. Nobody else did. Yeah. Ernie saw it coming. He's like, oh, God, here we go. Fantastic. Meanwhile, ESPN. What? Okay, I don't watch ESPN unless there's a game on. Well, there was a game on, and I wasn't watching when this happened, but apparently ESPN decided to throw out a graphic for some reason that had to do with Andrew Luck and the South. And there's the graphic on the screen over there. They showed various memes of Colts quarterback Andrew Luck as a Civil War soldier, many of which started with the @CaptainAndrewLuck Twitter account, but have since spread elsewhere. Their graphic included Luck as a Union officer protected by Confederate troops, and perhaps most controversially included the famed song Dixie, and which was used as a Confederate marching song and anthem during the war as background music. On Sunday, ESPN's Josh Krulowitz said it was a mistake to use the song in a statement to Michael McCarthy of the Sporting News. What the actual fuck?
Because his Twitter account is, was it Captain Andrew Luck? That's part of it, is that. But the rest of it is, fuck, they made that song... What was that? Foghorn Leghorn used to play that. They used to play that song with the Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, they used to do a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is,
look, half of the Tom and Jerry cartoons
yeah.
are inappropriately racist.
Yeah,
and Tom and Jerry were the only ones in most of the cartoons.
Yeah,
it's 2019.
Yeah,
and your ESPN, get a fucking clue. Somebody there needs to get a fucking clue. There are enough black people roaming around ESPN that maybe you could just go, hey, what do you think of this?
No.
just one.
Yeah, no, they white people don't do that.
That's not a, some white people do that.
Yes.
Yeah, not at ESPN though.
Not all white people.
Hashtag not all white people. What the fuck is wrong with them?
Don't you know y'all tell us what we should be mad about what's racist, how we should be perform and be black?
Look, I don't know anything about this. I don't know if this would have upset you. My whole thought was like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
I'm never going to be the guy that says you should be offended by something, but I am going to be the guy that goes, someone could really easily be offended by that. What exactly was your thought process here?
Yeah.
What were you hoping to accomplish?
I was like,
did you think it's old timey stuff? Give me some of that old timey racism.
Oh man.
That's what I want.
That's what they want.
Make America great again.
You know, it was when I was a kid, it was okay to wear blackface.
Right? Whatever happened to that lady? Whatever happened to that lovely blonde lady? Oh, that's right. She went away.
Oh, fuck, man.
She went away. All right. So here is a list from Deadspin. Year in review, 2018. What horrible things did we do to our penises last year? So last week they did an examination of what Americans got stuck up their butts. Mm-hmm. We didn't cover that on the show.
No, because we all know.
I'm saving that for Valentine's.
Okay. What to get your sweetheart?
Uh-huh. Stuck up their butt. Now they looked at all the terrible things that people did to their penis. It's a patient description taken verbatim from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits. Dropped computer tablet while trying to get off toilet. Penis laceration. Why do you have a sharp tablet? Tried to make a mold of penis and testicles with putty, which is now stuck on skin.
Oh, man. We've all done that.
You got to powder first.
Yeah.
You got to powder first.
Let's talk about
it. Mm-hmm. Was sliding down a flagpole from roof of his house cutting penis.
Oh, man. Sam, you shouldn't have done it, bro.
All right.
Can you just see Sam doing that, being naked?
Yes. Happy birthday to Sam and his brother, by the way. Testicular pain and swelling after wearing a bungee cord as a belt.
Where was he wearing it as a belt?
I don't know.
How does that... Okay.
He was doing something else. That's just a lie he told.
Yeah.
Playing baseball, slid into base when striking his testicles on base. By the way... Cup check. Playing baseball when accidentally struck own testicles swinging a bat.
Oh, man, that must have been a kid.
Tied off his testicle and penis with string to keep his heart on during sex.
Well, we've all been there.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Shaved penis and testicles last night. Applied dish soap to area afterward, now with diffuse rash.
Oh, come on, bro. You know better than
Why
that.
Why are you putting this up on your dick?
Amateurs.
Come on, man. You know... No, man.
He was jerking off with this soap.
Oh, this
yeah, that's what happened.
Here's what he first shaved and then jerked off with dish soap. This one really screams Sam. Spray painting got paint on foreskin of penis causing pain.
Bro, wear some pants when you're spray painting. Oh, man.
Was taking a shower and using a rough brush to clean his genitalia. Cuts to penis.
What? He was fucking the brush.
fucking the loofah.
Jerking off at the loofah.
I thought there was enough lubrication.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what any of that is. So weird. fell and keys in pocket lacerated genitals.
Ouch.
Was driving while holding cup of coffee, passed out, spilled his cup of coffee, scald burns to penis.
Happens.
Pull over and sleep, buddy. Oh, laceration of testicle after hitting himself in the testicles with tire iron while attempting to change a tire.
Oh, man. I wish I had that on tape. That would be a $100,000 winner on AFN.
That is one way to lose your AAA membership. Penis caught in metal spring mattress.
He was fucking his bed.
Riding mountain bike hit bricks, sustaining straddle injury from seat, then falling downhill.
Oh, man.
Here's one for America's Funniest Videos. Someone stepped on a rake and its handle struck him in the testicles. Here's why you don't eat vegetables. Spilled boiling hot peas on penis.
Happens.
Playing video game and twisted an injured testicle.
Wait, what?
Testicle pain after sitting and playing video games for extended time. Jason.
If you didn't lift them up and you're sitting on a ball, that could happen, maybe.
Red Dead Redemption of your nutsack. Patient states top of 2-liter Coke bottle placed around penis while sleeping. Patient had been drinking, unable to remove.
What did you just say?
Patient states top of 2-liter Coke bottle placed around penis while sleeping. Patient had been drinking, unable to remove.
This is cold.
Sustained laceration to penis when he was trying to cut off metal cock ring. That's why you call the fire department for that shit.
Oh, man.
Swelling to penis after using penis pump.
Well, that's what it's for! Right? Come on, man!
Come on!
Come on! You tried to get it too big, bro. Listen, you can't make a 3-inch into 8-inch. Maybe a 6.
Was at a house riding a scooter naked when he fell... when he fell forward, getting scrotum caught on scooter.
Oh, that's the same one.
This might have happened yesterday around here. Slipped in rain outside, ran into wall with injury to glands of penis, had erection prior to trauma. ran into a wall dick first.
Yeah.
This has to happen all the time. Was at a fraternity party, drinking alcohol, sat on a glass which broke, cutting right scrotum. That's why solo cups.
Solo cups,
yeah.
Amateurs. Rash to his penis and irritation when patient puts his underwear on.
Somebody got it.
That's called herpes. Scrotal pain since was hit with water balloon yesterday at the park.
Got some tender balls. I got kicked in mine and was still able to move the next day.
Standing on radiator and slipped off and caught penis on valve.
Oh, man. How did that happen?
In bed, rolled over on toothpick. Laceration penis.
Sure, buddy. Sure.
He was trying to put a toothpick in his dick hole.
Yep.
Hey, I wonder what this will feel like.
Oh, boy. This is when you know it. This is when the cousin isn't allowed over anymore. Playing on sofa with cousin, and cousin bit patient in the scrotum.
Oh.
Just.
Oh, hey, who's that again? So, music works out well. They get better. Locked self out of the house, so he climbed through a small window, caught his testicles. I like the fact that everything fit through the window but the testicles.
Well, they hang. And as you get, like, depending on the weather outside, like, they could be walnuts or they could be figs. You know what I mean?
I do. hallucinating there are snakes in scrotum, so he rubber banded his testicles so they don't escape. Meth abuse. That is your PSA for meth, for no meth right there.
Yeah.
It's not people with no teeth. It's the dudes with a rubber band around his ball sack because he thinks there's snakes in there.
There's a snake in my boot. There's a snake in my scrotum.
This has to be a big issue in the African-American community, Kareem. Was breakdancing on floor when belt buckle cut his penis. No?
No. I don't think he was breakdancing.
Riding skateboard earlier today to show nephew technique, landed on skateboard when it was vertical, pain testicles. That's fair. Was working on his car when hood of the car slammed down on his penis, ripped out his piercing. Oh, my God! No. That's what you get for piercing your penis.
Yeah.
Was shooting firecracker and it came back hitting left shaft of penis.
No. No, buddy. That's not what happened. We all know what happened.
This one I feel bad because you know this person's life is going terribly. And this is just another literal shot in the nuts. Groin pain after leg went through floor of trailer house. Here's a white guy injury, Kareem. Was walking with a golf club. Club got stuck on sidewalk, hitting patient in testicles.
I can see that.
Was kicked in scrotum while training in boxing.
Yes.
Ooh, here's an unfortunate one. Bitten on penis by black fire ant.
I can...
Some of these are legit.
Yeah. I had, when I was in the Air Force at Keesler, we had fire ants, and I had, like, a bunch of them bite me on the foot. So I can... Oh, actually, one of my friends fell asleep on the ground, and he got... He got bit up.
That's not good. Not good at all. Some of them, not so much legit. Cut penis on can opener.
No.
What the fuck? There's no situation I could think of where I would ever need a can opener. Oh, unless I had a cock ring.
Right. Yeah. Here's why I never wanted to go play paintball with Brian Krall. Hit and groin with paintball shot from 15 feet away. Contusion penis.
Yes.
Cup check.
No, yeah, that's some white boy shit.
Was sitting on a couch when friend's dog, small terrier mix, came up and bit his penis.
I don't doubt that. Fucking shitty ass dog.
Playing tug of war with dog and ball on rope hit right testicle.
Definitely can see that.
Oh boy, we're not done. This is too good. I love this list. I really do. Maybe I'm sick. Is there something wrong? Am I enjoying the Schadenfreude just a little too much?
Just a little too much.
Maybe so. Maybe so. All right, more music. Testicle pain. After one week, worse after goes skateboarding or when his dog stepped on his testicles. Hey, the pain's worse when the dog steps on his my testicles.
Hmm, really? Hey,
yeah, our dog sleep in bed with us. Even without a pre-existing injury, it hurts when they step on your testicles.
Yeah.
My dog's on 50 pounds. I definitely can tell you that one.
All right, here's one of the dangers of being a performer. While performing at club, someone reached up and pulled on one of his penis rings, tearing skin.
Ooh. Yikes.
Yeah, it's a rough stripper night.
They get better.
Oh, man.
Had been chopping hot peppers, went to restroom and touched his penis. Used bleach to try and clean penis.
Oh, man.
Why? Why did you think bleach would help?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how this one even happens. Fell off toilet, fell onto a mousetrap, trap closed on penis.
No, man. Nope. That's some other white boy shit.
That's
there.
White boy shit.
Yeah, that was like some fraternity white boy shit. Or some Marine Corps. That's some Marine Corps white boy shit.
Yeah.
That's the type of shit I would expect another Marine to do to another Marine, like, while they're waiting to get deployed or some shit. Yeah. Like, they're in the fucking barracks.
So what happened again? Okay. Yeah. I fell off the toilet onto a mousetrap, and it closed on my penis.
That's right. Corporal James did not... dare you $100 to put your dick in the mousetrap when you were drunk. That is not what he did, correct? No, I fell off the toilet.
Yeah,
so you're saying that Cobra James did not give you $100. I see $100 in your hand right now. He did not give you $100 to put your dick in that mousetrap? No, I fell off the toilet. So you're saying the barracks has mice.
Young man, that is destruction of government property. That's Article 15.
And finally, and I don't even know how you do this. I mean, I grew up on a farm. I've dealt with wheelbarrows. Smash penis in between two wheelbarrows.
Well, if you flip them upside down, there's sometimes a little gap that's like a vagina.
Some more white boy shit.
I'm not, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, why would you do that? Seriously, you need to go to, like, any place where they have wheelbarrows, take a look at them and go, how would somebody smash their penis between two of these?
I don't know. It could be like a type of thing that, like, hey, Jason, I'll give you $100 if you let Donald and Ralph hit these, like, if you put your dick out there and we're going to just hit it with these two wheelbarrows.
Here's what I'm thinking. Frat boys.
Uh-huh.
Somebody strapped to a cot bed, naked,
mm-hmm.
upside down, penis dangling out. Other frat brothers slam wheelbarrows together.
Bam.
At an ag school, of course.
Ag school, of course. Definitely. Nebraska.
UC Davis.
UC Davis.
Ow, my dick. That delighted me way more than it should have. I apologize. That part of the show was just for me. Okay. Now, deputies in Louisiana at LaForge Parish Jail found a gun concealed in the buttocks of a man arrested after police found a zip gun and homemade silencers in his truck. Golden Meadow Police Department officers spotted suspicious activity at North Bayou Drive home of Lori Dupuy on December 28th. When the officers approached to investigate, Dupuy gave a false name and then fled the scene. Officers then questioned Justin Savoy, who was also at the home. During a pat-down, Savoy, officers discovered a concealed handgun, marijuana, and a pipe used for smoking marijuana. They also spotted a homemade zip gun on the floorboard of his truck, which was parked with the door open, and found several additional firearms and homemade suppressors inside the truck after obtaining a search warrant. Now, when Savoy was undergoing a strip search during processing into the LaForge Parish substation, deputies found a small gun concealed in his buttocks.
That means that they looked in his truck. They did not. The door was not open, you lying sacks of shit.
Would it help? He's white.
I don't care.
The caliber and make of gun has not been released. He was charged with first offense, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, a felony charge of taking contraband into a penile institution, and a felony charge of improper registration of firearm. He posted a $10,600 bond. The girl, still at large, wanted on two active warrants. This poor son of a bitch is having a gun pulled out of his ass, and his lady is on a run. All right. Meanwhile, in Kareem's home of North Carolina, a man tried to kidnap a woman, not funny, by forcing her into his car. She broke free and ran for help into a nearby karate studio. Yeah. What could possibly happen when you run into the karate studio? Let me pause this music here. Wait for this ad to end. Yeah, Chevy truck. America! America.
A would-be kidnapper clearly wasn't thinking when he allegedly chased a woman and tried to abduct her in North Carolina. As Mark Barber of WSOC-TV tells us, he could not have picked a worse spot.
Police tell us that man followed the woman inside this karate school after he tried to force her into his car out here right around 9 o'clock last night. After that man made it inside this karate school, he ran into one of the instructors. Police tell us that instructor fought the man off. And as you can see, the suspect ended up on a stretcher. Officers say the man also fought with them before he was taken into custody. They say the suspect did not know the woman he tried to force inside his car.
So, bro, when she runs into the karate studio, just go away.
No, but I'm already committed. I'm already.
That's how you end up falling off a toilet with a mouse trap on your penis.
Yes. All you can see on his is the knots on his forehead.
Yeah. Well, and then he started fighting with the cops when they showed up because that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because they don't have guns and nightsticks and tasers. Oh my!
Like you already got your ass whooped. Just take it.
Dumbass. All right. Where are we here on the show? Golly. Oh, well, we're running late. Who knew? All right. Mm-hmm. Let's get to it.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
This is not a repeat of a previous story. A Floridian who brought methamphetamine into a police station to have it tested is now a wanted man. Douglas Kelly, 50, was arrested last year on felony narcotics possession charge after posting $2,500 bond. He was freed from jail. When he failed to show up for subsequent court hearings, a judge issued an arrest warrant. He told police he lived in Hawthorne, about 15 miles east of Gainesville. He was arrested after calling cops to say he believed a meth dealer had rooked him. He told investigators that he wanted to press charges against the dealer if a test determined he had been given the wrong narcotics.
Wow.
He explained to the sheriffs that he had a violent reaction after smoking what he thought was speed, but now suspected was flaca, which is a synthetic stimulant. After detailing his concerns, he drove to the precinct to have the narcotics tested. Kelly provided the cops with a piece of aluminum foil that contained clear, crystal-like substance that tested positive for methamphetamine.
Oh, man.
You won't get to smoke it.
You messed up, bro. You had it.
He really did. He really did. meanwhile, also in Florida. A Florida man denied ownership of three syringes that were removed from his rectum during a 4:30 a.m. strip search at the county jail. That's right, those three syringes in his rectum were not his. That's his story, and he's sticking to it.
No, 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 no. No.
That's what he said. He said, no, those aren't mine. It wasn't me. Cops arrested Wesley Scott on an outstanding warrant charging him with drug possession. While being searched in the field, Scott denied having any illegal items concealed on or in his body. But when Scott arrived at the county jail and was subjected to a strip search, he removed three syringes from his rectum and provided them to a jailer. Oh, so he did it himself. He then claimed that he found the syringes and that they were not his. The explanation did not stop officials from charging him with introducing contraband into a correctional facility. That's a felony. He is being held on $5,000 bond. The court filing does not reveal whether Scott named the purported owner of the syringes that had been found in his rectum, or whether that individual had consented to his works being stored in his body. Oh.
Guy's the same age as me.
Well, see, that's why you get off. That's why you live the clean life, Jason. Before we move on, your sitting is killing you. Mm-hmm. It's called sitting disease. It's from prevention. The staggering amount of time many of us spend being sedentary, up to 15 hours a day if you work in an office, according to one study, can lead to problems inside and out. Oh boy. Yeah, life-threatening conditions including blood clots, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. That killed George Michael. That was one of the things George Michael had.
Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease?
Had fatty liver disease.
Heavy D died from sitting on the airplane too long.
Heart disease and cancer. And not even your brain is spared. Back in 2018, researchers published a study that found an association between sedentary behavior and thinning of the regions of the brain that are critical to memory formation. The issue with sitting goes beyond concern about obesity, although being overweight can increase the risk of many of the same conditions linked to sitting too much. And yes, clocking so many hours in your seat can make it harder to maintain a healthy weight. When you're sitting, you're burning only half the calories you would standing or walking lightly. So, yeah, but even if you're trim, like Jason, a sedentary lifestyle may still wreak havoc on your health because lack of movement affects how you burn fat and metabolize sugar and the body's response to insulin. Your cholesterol may go up, along with the markers of inflammation. Such psychological changes can nearly double your odds of, or physiological, sorry, not psychological, physiological, I must be sitting too much, can nearly double your odds of diabetes and increase your chance of cardiovascular disease by 14%. Yeah. 35 serious conditions. So get up and move, people. Or else you could have depression and anxiety, back and neck pain, cancer, obesity, diabetes, and heart trouble, weak bones, blood clots. So mix in some movement. Maybe put on some jams. I remember that weekend when- okay. It's, I mean, I risk it if you gotta. I mean, whatever you gotta do. Whatever the man tells you, you gotta do.
That's right.
You do that.
Man, fuck the man.
Fuck the man. Or maybe the man needs to get you one of them sit-stand desks.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be delightful.
Some places do that, but they require, like, a doctor's note saying, oh, well, we, you know, we've got a bad back or whatever. Yeah, it's like, after all of these studies, this is what sort of floored me about the place that eliminated my physician, made it disappear. So we redid all of our offices. About a year ago, all of the offices in the creative department mm-hmm. were redone. And I said to the creative director, I said, hey, dickwad. I had a dickwad later. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, since we're redoing all of this anyway, wouldn't it make sense to get sit-stand desks for everyone now? Just have them. Then you're not having to go in. Because the policy was, well, if someone has a doctor's note and they need it for a medical reason, then we'll get one of those Vera desks that goes up and down.
Yeah.
But for essentially the same cost as a regular desk, or maybe slightly more, it's like $50 or $100 more, you can get a sit-stand desk. You can get one that's like a manual crank, or you can get the ones that are electric. And I said, hey, how about this? And they're like, well, we have a policy that you have to get a doctor's note if you want them. Nah, 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 nah. To which I say, hey, asshole. Fuck your policy.
At USAA in 2003, when I first started working there, everybody had a sit-stand desk.
If you're buying, I get it. If you've already got a bunch of fucking desks, yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Not everybody wants to stand while they're working. I completely get that. But when you're buying new furniture, that's when you do it, because that's when your cost is going to be the least, because you're going to be able to get a volume discount on them.
Or, hey, maybe your health insurance is going up, but if you did some occupational, you know, health care for your employees and, like, you know, took care of them better.
Let me give you a hint on this one, Jason. with zero warning, I was pulled into a conference room and told my job no longer existed effective today.
Oh.
Do you think the organization I worked for gave even one shit about any of their employees?
Sometimes.
No. Any of them.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And the funny thing is, and I've been really quiet about the whole thing, and I'm not, honestly, I'm not talking shit. I'm just going to report back what people have told me when I explain what happened. Here's the reaction I've gotten from at least four different people. And I quote, "What an incredibly chicken shit thing to do."
Mm-hmm.
Is the most popular quote. Another is, "That's fucking terrible. There's no excuse for that." And, also, "Who fucking does business that way?" Those are the reactions I've gotten back when I explain what happened.
Yeah.
Without any discourse, impassionment, or anger. And again, I'm not really upset because I'm out of a toxic situation. It's sort of like when you get out of a toxic relationship and you're like, oh, whew, ripping that Band-Aid off hurt, but, you know, in the long run, it's going to be better.
Yeah.
That's the feeling.
Yeah.
But I'm just reporting back reactions from people when they go, so what happened? And I explain exactly what happened, step by step. And then when I say, but hey, they allowed me to go around and say goodbye to everybody, they're like, oh, well, that was really fucking great of them. And I'm like, look, I'm trying to be positive here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's... Look around where you work, because there are signs to tell you how much your employers actually care about you as an employee. There's lip service, and then there's actual changes. And when the opportunity to make those small changes comes, and it's not taken advantage of, those are your keys. What's the old saying? When someone tells you who they are, believe them. Take a look around. If you think your employer actually cares about you, now, and I get it. Most places, they don't. They don't care. You're a number. You're filling a job. You're just one of somebody else. If you don't like it, somebody else will come in and do it. There's dozens of people who would love to have the job you have. By the way, if your boss tells you shit like that, it's really a shitty place to work, too. So that's just my little bit of advice as we come off of this health thing. If you think your employer cares about you, just look around a little bit and see some of those things. And for some people, they'll notice them immediately. They'll go, oh my God, we do this, we do this, we do this. And there are a ton of employers that do things that cost virtually nothing or even nothing that boost morale, help employees be healthier, and make the workplace better.
Yes.
It happens. And it happens because they actually care about the welfare of their employees.
Go figure.
Yeah. Yes. It's crazy. It's crazy, but it does happen. All right, let's wrap this sumbitch up and call it a day. We've been here long enough. Let's do this.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
It's time for change. Mr. Trump is holding our government... Oh, by the way, speak out again. He's holding our government hostage until he gets his money for the wall. Time for Mr. Trump to stop his whining and get back to his duties as commander-in-chief. Saying the war is over is unbelievable coming from him. He just a spoiled old man, used to getting his own way. Countries are laughing at us. Time for him to step down while he can. Complaining about Canada, seeing how we get most of our fuel from them? We're lucky to have them, period. God bless America. Trump supporters, do you realize tariffs are a tax on imported goods? So we Americans are paying them, not a foreign country? How President Trump can twist that into saying Mexico is paying just shows how he thinks you will fall for anything. There's some truth. There's a truth bomb and speak out. So now our governor is giving more free stuff to illegals before New York residents. Our tax dollars should go to citizens, not wall-jumping aliens.
Oh, so there's already a wall.
By the way, if I could fucking draw, I would create the most lovable scamps. They would be wall jumping aliens, like the Great Gazoo.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hey, to all those angry at Ben Stiller for having a TV show that makes the North Country look bad. You know what really made the North Country look bad? A few bad apples and a corrupt system allowing inmates to escape. When bed checks were signed off ahead of time, contraband. Easy to get from COs and staff investigating, citing lying and corruption of prison employees as reasons they couldn't get straight answers about what happened. Don't be shocked when the community is poorly viewed. What is needed is the good apples need to be in charge from the top down, but they clearly, from the investigation, weren't running things.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's the same as in the black community, right, Kareem?
That's right.
Few bad apples spoil the whole bunch. Wait a minute. Michael Jackson said a few bad apples didn't spoil the whole bunch.
Or was that Donny Osmond?
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. Can't trust white people, Jason. They sounded the same.
They're about the same age.
Same voice. Literally same voice. I don't know. I don't know. President Trump stated recently he would gladly take responsibility for government shutdown. Now thousands of working federal employees will work without pay or will be furloughed through no fault of their own. At Christmas time, every senator and representative in Congress should not be paid either. It's only fair. Is it?
They should not be paid. They should not be taking a check until after they've shit closed. Or open, I should say.
And finally... Oh, maybe we can get the president to pay him out of his own funds.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
He has a charity that he's trying to dissolve, right?
Oh, it's dissolved.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Like an Alka-Seltzer on New Year's Day.
Damn.
And finally, the majority of people have Facebook, and it seems as though people who complain about privacy rights are those very individuals. You do not have privacy rights anymore. You lost that when computers were brought to light, and long before that with social security cards. Oh my God, how old is this person?
I know this guy.
You're tracked by so many things. Social media is no more than a gossip train made to know everyone else's business. If you sell it publicly or privately, it's on you. Those you love and thought you trusted will hurt you the most.
Oh, that guy was... That's the guy that was the creator of Facebook.
That is the angriest old man ever. Oh, boy. Angry old man writing into Speak Out. Who knew? Well, that's going to do it for this episode. By the way, help support the show. Hit those Shop Amazon and Shop Target links at the top of NateDarlingShow.com. Make Target shopping easier. Set your budget. Get your shit. Do your shopping. Pick it up at the store. And don't roam up and down the aisles wasting time and buying $50 worth of shit you don't need.
Yeah, seriously.
Get it. You want toilet paper? Put it in your basket. Go pick it up.
Put it in there. Pick it up.
Uh-huh. Or get $35 worth of shit and have it shipped to you for free.
Ship it.
Mm-hmm. Either way. And Amazon, of course, if you're a Prime member, free 2-day shipping. I believe it's, if you get over $25 with Amazon, the shipping's free, even if you're not a Prime member. Something like that.
I don't know. I've been a Prime member for so long.
Right?
I don't know.
You're on the Amazon teat.
Yes, they have some nice Invicta watches on the Amazon site.
Mm-hmm. Treat yourself. By the way, it's not too early. My birthday is next month. Think of something nice.
Oh.
Valentine's Day, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, man, I can't wait till our anus episode.
If you want to buy, maybe you want to decorate for Martin Luther King Day.
Yes. Okay.
Or maybe you want to enlighten yourself about Martin Luther King Day. Get yourself some books on Amazon.
That's right.
There you go.
Do something like that. But do it through the links at NateDarlingShow.com. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. And God knows I need it. By the way, I got my very exciting news. I got my unemployment debit card today.
That is such a amazing moment.
I did not realize that it was a debit card now.
Yeah.
How old am I?
old.
I got another thing in the mail. Because... fun fact, everything that comes from EDD is time-sensitive material. It's literally printed on every envelope they have.
Yep.
Some of it is not.
Yeah.
Some of it really is. Like, I got one thing on that came on the 4th of January. It was due on the 5th of January. Yeah. I'm like, motherfucker.
That happens.
I'm like, motherfucker. I had to fax it using my iPhone.
At least you had an iPhone.
Fax it. I had to fax it.
Yeah.
Fax it.
Sounds about right.
Because, by the way, the 5th was a Saturday.
Yep.
So, yeah, living high on the hog, getting the rolling in the dough after taxes. $405 a week. What?
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. And I can make up to $11,000 in unemployment. Living high off the hog.
I remember when I was living on that.
By the way, if you're somebody who's like, oh, people on unemployment living high off the hog, fuck you.
Yeah.
Because you don't fucking know. By the way, if I had to buy Cobra health insurance, I'd have $100 left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if I had to rent an apartment in Sacramento, I would have $400 left at the end of the month. For everything else.
Yeah.
Out of that unemployment.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the maximum.
Yep.
Yep.
So, FYI. Hopefully I won't be getting that much longer. We'll see. See how that goes. Hopefully an announcement next week. Everybody have a great weekend. Again, don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
Oh, and to the Warriors fan who sat behind me with his kid, here's something. If you can't teach your kid not to be an asshole all the time, teach him not to be an asshole when you're the visiting team at another team's arena. Because people are cool here in Sacramento. Other places, you and your kid are going to get the fucking beat down.
Yes.
Because you don't fucking shut up.
Yes.
What you got was I stood up in front of your fucking kid for the last minute after they said, Kings fans on your feet. And I heard them muttering, do they know we can't see when they stand up? Yeah, motherfucker, I know.
Stand the fuck up.
Stand up and look. Or stop chanting, Warriors number one, Sacramento gets nothing. Fuck you, kid. And fuck your dad. Assholes. Fucking assholes. Don't be that guy. Well, we end these shows angry, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when we take a couple weeks off.
God damn, fuck everybody.
We'll be cheerier next week, promise.
Get out of here.
Bye.